morning, everyone. This is Saturday AM Live, the Vance Rogers Call. Only it's not Vance this morning. He is celebrating his wedding anniversary with Stacy, 14 years, I believe. This is Stephen B. Stevens, and I have with me Herb Rapp, who is one of my favorite people in all of Meekin. Good morning, Herb. How are you doing this morning?
I am just absolutely enjoying the start of another great day in Southern California.
Marvelous. Well, we're glad you're all with us this morning, and a little later we'll open up to some questions and answers. But Herb and I were talking about what we have gained from Meekin a few minutes ago, what we've gained from Meekin, and the best thing that we can offer to people now. And when I look around in America, I see a lot of people that are really hopeless. There's a lot of despair going on with the health debate in Washington. And of course, we've had the answer for a long, long time: don't get sick so that you don't need the care. And now people are suddenly paying more attention to that. In fact, there's an article that I have right on my desk from Time Magazine in April, and April 20th of 2009, and it actually says in there that sales of vitamins and that sort of thing are up by about 8 to 10%, which is really amazing. Finally, people are paying attention, and I don't find it a time when people are stepping back and saying, oh, I don't want to spend money on it. I find it instead a time when people are saying, I'd better pay some attention to my own health. Do you find that also, Herb?
Well, the media is picking up on it more all the time, and if you look in magazines, and I'm in Newport Beach where there's all kinds of magazines that feature human interest topics, you know, and I say them all because almost every one has a fantastic article in it about how we need to be aware of bone loss, be aware of the growth, you know, of the situation with arthritis, you know, and be aware of, you know, prostate cancer. You know, all these different health issues are being focused on. Obviously, there's a lot of the cosmetic, take care of yourself in that area as well. But, yeah, there's it's just, you know, we didn't see hardly any articles. We would just be so excited 14 years ago if an article on health was in a printed magazine or something. Now it's in the newspaper in a section. The health section is in the newspaper almost every paper you go to. So it's before us all the time, and actually the media is doing the informing and doing the selling and doing the awareness creating for us.
You're absolutely right, and what I find is people really are listening suddenly, particularly if we hold out the hope that we have, and they've also heard so many times, and I don't think they're numb to it. They've heard the disclaimer on the end of the commercials saying, here's a cartoon that illustrates it. I saw the Middletons, and they were watching a cartoon, and the announcer was saying, this may cause heart disease, may cause sudden death, may cause drowsiness, suicidal tendencies. He turned to his wife, and he said, what are they advertising? What's the drug? And she said, it's for hangnails. So enlightened people have heard that long enough, and they're saying, golly gee, you know, is there a medicine without side effects? And the answer is no, there's not a medicine without side effects. Every one of them has some kind of a side effect. And some people are hearing that. So here we are at really the crossroads of wellness with Meekin. Herb, I think people probably know most of your story. You have spent a lot of years as a tennis professional. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, I played the U.S. Open way back in 69 and was planning on being a competitive professional for some years, but back trouble sidelined that.
Uh-huh. Well, what has Meekin done for your tennis game?
Well, I'm celebrating my 61st birthday on Tuesday, and I'm nationally ranked in the 60s category in tennis. About 2 months ago, I played 2 hours of full-court basketball with 25-year-olds, and was reminiscent of 40 years earlier. I played freshman basketball at Florida State University with one of the greatest basketball players in history, Dave Cowens. So 40 years after playing freshman ball at Florida State, I'm still able to run and play full-court basketball. I made 17 out of 20 free throws. which is a higher percentage than I made when I was in high school. I was a city scoring champ in Decatur, Illinois. I have a problem that I forget that I'm 60, and I'm out running around. I ran 18 miles in 4 days on a new exercise boot. It's called a Kangoo jump. I haven't run in 35 years, Stephen B., and I am absolutely having the most fun with my health, able to do the things that, imagine at 60, you know, do something you couldn't do at 30.
Well, that's tremendous.
Just run. And I'm running on the beach, on the boardwalks down here in Newport Beach and Huntington Beach and Hermosa Beach and Venice Beach and Laguna Beach. And what a great exercise to stay in shape and build your cardio. I need to build it for tennis. I don't like to run a treadmill if I find it boring, but to run on the pavement would hurt my back. And now, thanks to these wonderful products, especially the Sleep System, has got my back. I'm actually more flexible still at 60 than I was when I was 20 years old playing the U.S. Open. So I'm just enjoying the health that I have and the energy level that I have. I feel like I'm where I was when I was in college. And my enthusiasm, I wake up before the alarm clock every day. I basically set it occasionally when I have to go somewhere. But I tell you what, these products initially gave my mother her life back. She was crippled with rheumatoid and osteoarthritis. But in a matter of a month, she went from wanting to die and to really enjoying her life and being basically 90%, 95% without discomfort. And so not only have I had an opportunity to take someone who was the dearest person in my life out of pain and give her an enjoyable quality life, but over 14 years, there have been thousands and thousands of people that have gotten benefit from these products, and many of them I've had a chance to meet, which to me is the most gratifying opportunity that NECAN brings us, is the ability to step into other people's lives and change them for the better. And in the final analysis, I know you and I believe this, that we're on this earth not for ourselves, but for others. And the greatest gift we can give is that we make someone else's quality of life better. And we know we can do that both with physical health improvement and with financial health improvement.
You're right. Tell me, how did the products come to you, and were you at first resistant?
I'm one of those stories that, when you're at the bottom, at the rock bottom is when NECAN comes along, you don't doubt that there's a solution there. My mother, on November 7th of 1994, told me, I don't want to live anymore. If I could push a button and be dead, I would do it. The pain from her disc arthritis was so great. And when she told me that, it just wrecked me for normal. My normal day, I would enjoy it being a tennis pro in Southern California. But when your mother says the pain is so great that she wishes she could die, that just supersedes every other thought. So all throughout the day, I would think of that. And I went on a 2.5-week prayer campaign. Every night for 30 minutes, I prayed that God would give me something. I wasn't mad at God. I was just pleading that I would find something to help my mother. And sure enough, two football players from the San Diego Chargers brought the NECAN products to the health club director of my tennis club on about the 7th or 8th. I mean, it was just 2.5 weeks after I started, so it was mid-November. And they set up a table, and we're doing demos and rollouts. And I found these products then and took four products, the insole, the Flex, the Mag Boys, and the twin pads to my mom at Thanksgiving of 1994. And told her, I don't know how fast this will help you, but I think it's going to ease some of your discomfort. I think it's going to give you the ability to stand up without, she was starting to double over, Stephen B. And I had already had some results myself with a tennis elbow, so I kind of saw a benefit there. Many people at my club had benefits with discomfort or stiffness, bad flexibility getting better, and some extreme pain relief had occurred with the technology. So I was excited to see what might happen. But when I came back at Christmas, and my mom was standing in her kitchen without a walker.
Wow.
It still breaks me up 14 years later.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's why I got NECAN. That's how I got NECAN.
Without a walker and a smile on her face, no doubt.
Exactly. And I yelled, Mom, your walker. She says, I don't need it anymore. It's folded up. It's in the garage. And then she showed me her hands, which had been frozen. And her hands were fully functional. And they stayed that way.
Wow. That is amazing. Well, those were the days when we didn't have everything that we have now. If I were to guess, you probably used back flexes, you used the Sleep System, you used the rollout, you used the mag steps or mag strides. Was there anything else you were using back then?
Well, you know, we only had 25 products, and I share with people that with the, you know, when you add passion to what you're doing and you've got such impactful products, you can make things happen very quickly. I think you would agree with me on
sure that. I would.
Talk about the people who grew their businesses very quickly didn't have any training. What they have, Stephen B., they have passion. And you know what? If I had to pick out one thing that's lacking in the world today, it's passion.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do their businesses on a fear-based, a fear-based mentality. Fear, you know, you remember that Leslie Nielsen movie, The Smell of Fear?
Yes.
Fear smells. It has an odor. And when someone who's fearful comes up to you, you can tell right away that they're fearful. And when you do your Nikken business, I mean, if passion does not just ooze from your pores, you're just not going to win. You don't just accidentally build a big check in Nikken. It comes from a committed decision that you're going to make something happen because this is worth doing. And I was on a mission to tell everybody. I would absolutely, I laugh at myself at some of the situations I was in where I absolutely got in front of somebody and stepped out of my comfort zone. I would say my comfort zone exploded to so big that there was no lack of, I was able to talk to anybody.
That's beautiful. Herb, I wonder if we should take some questions from some folks who are there. Are you ready for that?
No, not quite. I wanted to share with you something that's been on my mind as I've been studying a lot of personal development stuff in the training for Nikken, and just want to share with people that if you're not happy with where you are in Nikken, get involved with a personal development program with one of these great coaches, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, some of these different coaches. Get on a mentor program with someone. Any area of your life that you want to improve upon, there should be a mentor that you can go to, whether it be a spiritual mentor, a physical fitness mentor, a nutritional mentor, or your business mentor, your Nikken mentor. Mentors are the secret to success in this business. There's not one person that I know of that took his network marketing experience to the top without someone holding his hand, showing him how to do it and what to do. And, you know, I look back on my college education, my high school education, Stephen B., and it just frustrates the socks off me that if you think of the words that are critical when someone goes from mediocrity to success, they're words like discipline, sacrifice, passion, vision, focus, persistence, integrity. When you look at our education system, there's not enough stress put on the ingredients for success, such as these words I've just mentioned. But with network marketing, in a very short time, these words become emblazoned upon your mind that these are critical. Every time I went to a different level in Nikken, whether it was platinum in 6 months or diamond in 4 years, it was a focused period of time where I did those things right there. I was consistent with people. I was disciplined, sacrificed to make things happen. I was constantly passionate. I had vision before me. I had the humans being more life cycle plan there. So I just want to remind people that if their results aren't where they want them, go back to these leadership principles, these leadership adjectives, and ask yourself, am I strong in those areas right now? And then you might just put them on a board in front of you on your life cycle and say, okay, I'm going to start my day-to-day. Will I be disciplined or will I be procrastinating? Will I be focused or will I have excuses why I can't do those calls today or make those appointments? So anyway, that's just a thought.
The life cycle plan is one of the greatest tools that I think most of us have ever come across, and I think most of us are probably still using that to one degree or another. You must be guided on a daily basis. What are you reading? What are you into on a daily basis?
Well, I recently bought everything Tony Robbins has put on CD, an entire library of Tony Robbins. And one of the things I love about what he's got is he interviews some of the leading people in the world. And you get all the training of Tony Robbins interviewing economists, visionaries. The Boom Ahead was written by a pair of gentlemen in the 80s, predicting the boom we experienced in the 90s. And no one else was predicting that. And so when Tony Robbins interviews them, he discusses with them why they saw a boom coming in the 90s. And then he interviews them for what he sees right now in 2009. Terrific stuff. And that is something that I'm excited about. And
Related to today, if you will, because, of course, the media is extremely negative. They're saying health care is going to cost more. You may just have to die early. In fact, that was the subject in Newsweek last week. Right on the cover, it said, pulling the plug on Granny. You know, how do we kill Granny gracefully? And people are going around without hope because they're really listening to the wrong thing. And here we are, I think, in the midst of one of the greatest revolutions ever. We're in the middle of a great health revolution, for one thing, and also an area where personal development is probably the one sure thing that would pull you out of the financial doldrums of today.
Well, you remember that concept of the reticular activator being something in our brain, that whenever we set a goal, that reticular activator sorts through our choices and makes us, not even us thinking about it, makes us make decisions that will bring that goal to the forefront. So if you're focused on something, your brain is actually going to make you sort through the options you have each hour, each day, and you will start doing the things that it takes. So if you're passionate about making silver, and you have it before you on envision, you see it as your computer, you see it in the bathroom on the mirror, you have a goal card with you, and you constantly are looking at that, and you're looking at the activities that will make that happen, that reticular activator is there for all of us to make us make the right choices. So some of the education you get in network marketing is priceless. It will make you just so much more enjoy life. You'll understand it better.
It certainly will. Well, are we ready for some questions?
I am.
All right, let's try it and make sure nobody's washing dishes or has a barking dog, and here we go.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Still there, I can hear them.
Stephen, I have one for you.
Okay, and if you want to, the rest of you, if you want to star 6 out, yes, you can do that. All right, go ahead with your questions.
Stephen, this is Char. I have one for you.
Good.
Hey, some of the favorite phrases to catch people at the beginning. What are your favorite phrases to catch people at the beginning?
Favorite phrases. I think if I were Herb, I would say, hey, here I am at 61. Do you have any 40-year-olds that want to play with me? But...
If I'm Herb, I'd say, I'm 61, do you have any 40-year-olds that want to play with me?
That's right, because the 60-year-olds, I'm just trouncing them right and left. Mine are really kind of challenging phrases, and I've learned so many of them from your husband, from Denny. You know, he just...
Learned them from Denny.
Yeah, he asks questions all the time.
He asks questions all the time.
Like, you know, maybe you can feel better, or do you try to manage your own health?
You try to manage your own health.
Yeah.
Are you getting an echo, Stephen?
I am from you.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Somebody's repeating everything you say.
Yeah, that was Char, I think. I don't know if they have a speakerphone, but I'm constantly asking people questions. Like tonight, I'm at my high school reunion. You can guess which year it might be. And, you know, I will challenge those people, and I'm getting so many reports on the emails. We'll have 225 people there, and I have to emcee it. And people are saying, well, so-and-so's not there because they're sick, or this person can't make it because they're sick. Dear Lord, it is amazing. You think we came out of some kind of a ward somewhere.
You know, I think, Stephen, I think if you put it back on lecture only, there'll be some of the key people on the line. If not, they can call in and ask questions, and you'll have a better...
All right, well, let's see if we can harvest another question or two before I do that from somebody who may not be in on this. Anything else? We'll save the question and then mute out.
This is Karen from Central Colorado. What is your favorite phase or favorite question that you like to ask people to catch their attention about NECAN and turn away from it being MLM? They have such a negative MLM has such a negative connotation attached to it. How do we get people to stop, you know, looking at that and looking at how NECAN can help them?
All right. Any other questions? Then we'll answer that one. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Steven?
Yes.
Stephen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, this is Gordon Williams. How are you?
Hi, Gordon.
Good. Can I just mention something? Take about maybe 2 or 3 minutes to the group?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but there's something going on. There's a little bit of noise that Branson sent a nasty note out on, but go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I can help everybody with, if you don't mind, it's not my call, it's yours, but you can hear me okay, Stephen?
Yes, sir.
And we actually have a link on our website. If a person goes to gordonandjeannie.com, GordonandJeannie, we have a complete training link there. There's 19 different categories. And the reason I mention this, I'm not trying to promote our site, Stephen. I'm trying to help everybody. There is an entire category that I developed from being in sales for 45 years on how to pre-qualify your prospect. It will help every single person on this call. You've got to find out, number one, if a person is open to alternative modalities in relation to improving their health. Number two, you have to find out if they have their business options open. It's all on that website. I'm not going to take your time. It's gordonandjeannie.com, or you can call me at 828-256-7635. It will help you immensely. Best Buy does it when you walk in to buy a refrigerator. Sears and Roebuck does it when you go in to buy tools. They all pre-qualify. We don't do enough of it.
Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, did you say?
No, I. J-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay.
Gordon and Jeannie, G-O-R-D-O-N-A-N-D, J-E-A-N-N-E.
I appreciate that. Well, give us just two fast questions, Gordon.
What's that?
Give us two of your best questions that you ask people.
Well, the two of them are right there. If I met you, Stephen, if you're just walking out of a supermarket and we start a conversation, you know, talking, number one, I'd want to find out what you do. Let's say you're a realtor, okay? First thing I would ask you would be, Stephen, can I ask you a question, if you don't mind? You're probably going to say, sure. I'm just curious because I'm kind of doing a little survey with people I talk to. Are you somebody that keeps your options open when it comes to improving your health, or do you pretty much just do what your doctor says? And I shut up. And if you're talking about alternative things like acupuncture and massage and nutritionals, I don't believe in that stuff. Whatever my doctor says, I do. I said, okay, I was just curious. Thank you very much. But if you said, yes, I do, I get regular massages, I take nutritionals, I said, great. I said, that's wonderful. I'm glad you do. Can I just ask one more question? You said, sure. Are you somebody that keeps your business options open? They say, well, what do you mean? Okay, here's what I mean, Stephen. I realize you're a real estate agent. You're probably doing quite well in real estate. I respect that. But if I could show you how to build an international business, a wellness business, okay, out of your own home, part-time, Stephen, and it would not take away from your career at Century 21, would you be willing to sit down with me for 45 minutes to an hour to see what we're doing? That's it. Two pre-qualifying questions. All I'm looking for is a yes, yes.
Thanks. Let me mute out, and we'll discuss a couple things, and I'll be back to you all.
Okay.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
That was good. Sounds like a good website, gordonandjeannie.com. I like his questions also. I would probably not go for the 45 minutes to an hour out front. I would probably soften it a little and go for Starbucks, but I'll leave that to you and your personality. But I love that about keeping your options open, and that's a question that Denny Rogers taught me some years ago, and it's served me well. But there was a lady who said something about the negativity attached to MLM, and I don't see it as a negative. I see it as an enormous positive. So generally, and I want to hear what you have to say about this, Herb, I turn it to the positive side of MLM because I just believe in it, and I've made my living at it since 1977, a very good living, as a matter of fact. How about you, Herb?
Well, I like to use that feel, felt, found combination. And I was a tennis pro, trading hours for dollars for 27 years. And when I found Nikan, or Nikan found me, the concept of residual income, for the first time, I'm being aware of network marketing. I love the concept, but I never saw myself to find thousands of people and create a network. With Nikan, it just worked out that people were all, responding to what I found so quickly that I built an organization. In 6 months, I was a platinum and basically had financial freedom within the first year. And all of a sudden, all those things that you think are going to happen when you're, old and gray and retired and stuff like that, to have time freedom was unbelievable. Not to have to go report to a job where I had to be there at 6:30 for the first tennis lesson, till 8 o'clock to finish the ladies' round double, doubles round robin or something. It was a completely different world from network marketing. So I use that negative question. This is MLM, isn't it? Well, tell you what, this is the second largest company in that industry, and I am so thankful that I found it. Because otherwise, every day I got to recreate income. I still get paid the 15th of every month, just like you do, Stephen B., for work I did 14 years ago. Because in our industry, you don't have to find 1,000 people. You find 2 to 4 people who find thousands, you know. And that's the beautiful thing is I use feel, felt, found. I know how you feel. I felt that way myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really found out what network marketing really is. And being a professional network marketer is the greatest lifestyle. And the future is no longer scary. People say, do you want to have another insurance program? No, I got my insurance program right now. Came to me in the form of NECAN.
So I hope people caught that, the feel, felt, found. I used to feel that way. I felt that way before. I understand how you feel. This is what I found. That's basically it.
And 60,000 people a week are joining network marketing for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
60,000 a week, Steve.
I wonder if the statistics are up now.
Away. It was 50,000. I bumped it to 60 because I've heard the increase is going on. And the reality of it is, if you put down on paper the 50 things, let's say 20 things that you want to have happen most in your life, and then you just ask yourself, what vehicle is going to provide those for me? They almost always involve money. They almost always involve health, and they involve travel. What a sad state of affairs, Stephen B., that we can save our whole lives to have money to retire and travel, and by the time you're 65, the average American, 95% of Americans can't write you a $2,500 check. And they're trying to live on what they were broke with. So the beautiful thing about network marketing is your success is even relying upon how successful you are, or how big success you can be. It's about who you find. If you're a soft-spoken, quiet person, you may find a lot like me that won't shut up, and then I build a big business, and you get the benefit of it. It's not for who you are as much as who you find. So luck can play a part in it as well. Obviously, hard work, we know, is focused, disciplined, persistent pursuit.
It's serendipitous, for example, if those two San Diego Chargers had not come into your health club, you may not have found this quite so quickly.
Oh, my goodness, I hate to think. Well, you figure right now, less than 1 out of 100 ever find it. That was my chance, 1 chance in 100, and I was very lucky that, you know, it's interesting. They didn't even come in my pro shop and talk to me. I finally heard about all these improvements and went and talked to them.
Well.
They didn't even come after me. No one came to prospect to me.
It is a weakness that we have in network marketing sometimes, follow through.
Well,
and
it's the weakness.
Yeah, you just must capture the name. There's something that I learned from Dennis Williams 14, 15 years ago when you've had a conversation with somebody and they say, do you have a card? And I always think, I'm going to business card hell somewhere on their dresser or in their waistband. So I do what Dennis kind of taught me. I pat my my breast pocket and I pat my other pocket, look in my wallet, and I say, golly, I don't tell them I don't have a card. I say, let me have how to be in touch with you, and I'll send you a little more of this information. And after I've captured their name, then, and only then, do I usually come up with a card of mine and say, oh, here's one, so you can feel free to be back in touch, but I'm going to send you something, and I'll be in touch with you.
There's no telling, Stephen B., how many divine appointments we had that they ended in, oh, I don't have a card, and the person says, well, I'm not giving you my information, or something like that, you know, or... here's my card, like you say, then nothing happens.
Well, if they're unwilling to give it to you, then you just have to go on.
Sure.
And that's the way it is, and just say next. Well, let's see if somebody else has a question.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
We're back again. All right, any other questions or comments?
Hi, this is can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Stevens, I have a question. Some suggestions how to build a team so that they would not wander away and the annual renewal is due.
Okay, so they won't wander away. All right.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Best way to do that, of course, is with regular contacts with people, and we have somehow gotten away from the local meetings like we used to have and have gone more to these national conference calls, even international conference calls. Like this one takes place every week. The company has some. Many other people in the group have some. Some have accountability calls. The main thing is to stay in touch, and I would say make sure that they are on some form of auto ship. We ourselves, we have 4 auto ships a month. That's 1 every week, and it seems to be what we need. I do it that way because it gives us greater flexibility in getting in something that we may be out of, or somebody comes along and just wants a product to fill in with, and we try to have that around just to help the group. Herb, do you have something to say about that?
I love that idea of the auto ship coming in once a week, and you can just change it so that the week the auto ship is bringing in what you want for the discount. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and we do it on a rotating basis of every 7 days, so it's on the same day every month. It'll either be on Tuesdays of that month or Thursdays or whatever, and then it's just a whole lot easier to remember. It took a little adjusting over the years, but it works very well.
And that's a great tip. Thank you for that.
Well, I do have 2 auto ships a month.
You have 2 auto ships a month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm saying to urge your people to be on auto ship. I say to them, look, you have auto ships of many, many things. Your cell phone, you're auto shipped 1,500 minutes a month or 1,200 or however many you get. You are auto shipped your house because if you pay your mortgage, the bank gives it to you incrementally, auto-shipped every month for 30 years, and finally they give you the deed. Same with your car, same with so many things that we have. Why not auto-ship your health? And you certainly need that with your nutrition. So that's always my approach on auto-ship. It's just what makes the world go around in network marketing.
When people don't want to use their credit card, what do you suggest?
Well, you can fill in for them, but if they're not willing to use the credit card and use the computer in this day and age, I don't think they're going to go very far in this business. They will have to develop some kind of a trust relationship at some point for them to put that card out there and make it happen. After all, we're not asking them for $5,000. We're just asking them for $100 or $200 a month.
Is a debit card the same as a credit card?
Yeah, the company can use that. Yeah, sure. So
autoship also shows you how serious a person is. If a person won't get an autoship, they're not really recognizing what network marketing is. The law in network marketing with all companies is that a lot of people doing a small amount on a consistent basis equals a big income. And that's across the board. All the compensation plans will yield a big check to someone if they will build a large organization of people doing a small amount on a consistent basis. Now, of course, with eCamp, we have technology that will create $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 orders because there's sleep, there's water, there's air, there's all kinds of quality of life products. But when a person says, I won't get an auto ship, they're basically telling you they don't understand network marketing and their vision is not very clear on how you build a large check. And I like to comment, Stephen B., that if you look at your ownership income as your salary and you look at all the other purchases as your bonus, then people will start to understand, well, that ownership is my salary. Well, I want a salary. You ask them, do you want a salary? Well, so, yeah, well, that's what ownership is. It is your salary. It's the money. I know one of the Royal Diamonds, has a $65,000 income every month just from his income on ownership. I personally would like to have that. I'm sure you've got a large machine.
Yeah, we have built AutoShip over the years. Let me switch gears to something that I saw on a trashy show yesterday. Wait a minute, that's not right. It wasn't that trashy. It was Dr. Oz. But, you know, I'm not normally sitting around watching television at 10 o'clock in the morning. And actually, he really does bring nutrition and health right down to where people live, where the rubber meets the road. But I was in the health club wearing my cardio strides, and when I do that, you know, you just have to fight the boredom, like you say, of the machine. So you turn on the television set on your individual treadmill, and I did. And he brought a lady out of the audience, and earlier she had confessed that she drank just Diet Cokes all the time. And a nutrition expert was there saying, look, this is what you need to do, and he had some things laid out there on the table that she needed to think about every day. And I think the first thing they came to was soap milk. And you may or not be a fan of that, but she looked at it with prejudice and said, oh, how does it taste? And of course, therein is the problem to America's health thing. You know, we're so much after taste, and you have to teach people, go for the things that make you healthy. And if you're going to drink something or eat something that is unhealthy, find a way of getting rid of it, getting it on out of your body. Take the cleanse product or whatever you do, but get it out of there. And she went through two or three other things on that same little demonstration, always asking, well, how does it taste? So our job is, of course, to take people by the shoulders and say, what does taste have to do with it? We need to take hold of our health and get going here, like the Siaga. We run into that sometimes. People say, ooh, what does it taste like? I say, how will you ever know if you don't taste it? It's amazing, really amazing. Any other comments on that?
Well, one comment I would share with the group is that, you know, the people, they say that people pay attention to the degree they don't have something. They pay attention to their finances to the degree they don't have it, and they pay attention to their health to the degree that they don't have it. And that mentality is getting us in a lot of trouble. Prevention in health is critical. That's why Japan's the healthiest country in the world, because they focus on prevention. And we know that with our products, you don't have to change your lifestyle. You just get in bed at night at a decent hour, and you get health when you do that. And you don't have to change your lifestyle. You just drink water that's not full of pharmaceutical drugs and chlorine and urine and all the stuff. I mean, I really have a hard time with plastic bottled water now. Sheryl Crow just wrote an article that said that the dioxins in the plastic bottles that she drank from gave her cancer because her tumors, I guess, had dioxin in it. You know, all these major challenges, there's some really fundamental things. Michael J. Fox drank 12 Diet Pepsis a day. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, Tom Gullickson, drank 12 Diet Cokes a day. He died in 6 months with brain tumors so numerous they couldn't count them. And when they opened them, it was aspartame in them. Wow. You know, and people, I told a guy yesterday, you want to die young? Put that Diet Coke away and get something else and drink it, because he was getting ready to have a Diet Coke and kind of, a mid-morning meeting, he's going to have a Diet Coke, and I just get rid of that thing. But anyway, ignorance is not bliss, even be.
No, it's not.
Ignorance is expensive.
It certainly is. Let's see if there's another question or comment.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Is the audience still there?
Yes, I have a question for you. How do you get past the gatekeepers in a doctor's office? How do you get past the gatekeepers?
If you're looking for doctors, you mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of a tough one. I think I would rather meet people in another setting than like that, but we'll see if somebody has a comment.
Okay, thank you.
I think I'd rather convert the gatekeeper in a lot of lives. In fact, in a family, I'm usually looking for a gatekeeper, and sometimes it's the husband, sometimes it's the wife. And that's the one I go for. And I look for situations, really, where it's easier to meet people. For example, at the Starbucks where I go, inevitably, every hour, somebody drops in some kind of a medical outfit. And they're a whole lot easier to talk to there than they are back at their office. Any other comments?
Marketing. Outbound marketing. When you're going to people, the idea that when people come to you, that's where their hands are open and palm up, and they're open to anything you share. And that's where you want to be at a health fair, or when someone's got a problem, that means they're coming to you looking for what you have. When you're pushing your way into someone's life by trying to get that's not the optimum selling situation. You're up against it pretty hard. If you're going to build your business doing that, it's going to be a slow road. But the doctors are all trained that they know everything there is to know, and how dare you bring something new to them that they didn't get in their medical school. So it's much, like you say, Steve, it's much more important to have something you're offering someone. That's why the questions you ask will determine how far you get. Because if at the time in the high point of plastic bubble and above, they've learned to ask questions to get the results. In fact, I think that's called questions are the answers. And my guess is that people aren't going to business very quickly. They're not asking questions. They're asking the wrong questions. If you go to a prospect, you say, are you interested in finding out about magnets? I wish we'd have taken the word magnets out of our presentation completely, because there are many, many, many people who still think magnets are ooey wooey, new age, steer clear of it. Get out of my face with anything about a magnet. We need to talk speed. We need to talk about.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you for doing that, whoever did it. Are you there, Herb?
I'm still here.
Good. I marvel at this technology. Well, we probably had better be wrapping up, and Shar, if you are there, do you have any closing announcements that you want to make?
Actually, I don't, so I'll be quiet. You guys have done a fantastic call. This is the best I have heard in years for helping people build their business. If absolutely anyone could take this call and pull out of it the things that they have done wrong and be successful, that's all I can say.
Well, you're very gracious, and I appreciate that, but I have to say...
I think
Vance's calls are some of the best that I have ever heard in the industry, and just the interviewing techniques that he uses, and the way he makes up for things that people have not quite caught in their lives.
You hit on every adjustment that Denny and I had to make in our life to be successful in network marketing. Every single one. And everybody that listens to this can see exactly where they need to make, and I'll say minor adjustments, because how bad is it in conversation?
That's true. It's just minor adjustments. You know, the last time I saw Herb, it was the very end of June, and I just happened to be in California on some other business in Long Beach, and I thought, well, shoot, I'm this close to the home office, I ought to breeze by. And to me, it was a big deal, so I dropped in. I thought, here I've come 1,500 miles across the continent, I ought to drop in and kind of check things out. And I walked in the door, and there was Herb standing over in the company store showing somebody something. I thought, gee, to him, he lives in Newport Beach. It's just a 10-minute ride. He pops in here all the time. So, Herb, it's good to be with you again today.
Stephen, can I play grammar to you?
Yes, yes.
I really am.
Are you really?
Yes, an assignment. You and Herb need to cut a couple of professional tapes and make them available. Hey, just stick them on the internet so the entire NECAN world can have them and set this thing on its ear, like, overnight.
Well, it's easy for Herb and I to hit the ball back and forth across the net.
Exactly.
Yeah, we kind of are on the same
so
wave.
Get off the call and set a date to do it.
We're kind of the same cut of the cloth, you know. We like to reach into people's lives and surprise them. And in conversation, Herb and I kind of recognize that in each other. You know, we're reacher-outers, and we're looking for people that are like-minded. And if not, we'll just go on and find somebody else who wants to play tennis, right, Herb?
And I can make one announcement.
Okay.
As I keep interrupting you. This can be found on the website that Steve Crow puts up in an unedited form at this time. Shortly thereafter, hereafter anyway, it's canbeforyou.biz.
/S.
CAN, the letter B like boy, the number 4, the letter U, and .biz.
/S.
Canbeforyou.biz.
/S.
All right. How long is it up there?
It's up there indefinitely.
All right. Well, good. Well, thanks, Shar. And I guess at this point somebody's going to pick up the ball and run with it on a call that immediately follows this of a group, right?
I think so.
Yeah? Okay. Well, thank you all for participating. We've enjoyed doing this morning. Had a lot of fun. Herb, thank you.
I enjoyed it, Stephen.
Good.
Let me close with one quick statement. Check your questions and never ask a question that your prospect can say no to.
Yep.
Just think about that. The questions that you ask are going to move that person either toward NECAN or away from it. If you ask a question that they can easily say no to, then you've moved their mind away from what you want, further from the opening up and letting you share. So just remember, check out what questions you're asking. Tape your interview prospect. Take your prospecting meetings and listen to them and see what you're saying that might, you can see if they respond. You may trigger them going totally negative on you if you ask the wrong questions or and go where they want to go. You want to lead them to the logical conclusion that do you, your options open? Are you open to new health ideas? And that kind of thing. So, and you know, just even me.
I agree. That's great. Well, thank you all, and we'll sign off here. We appreciate you all being there. Bye-bye.